This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will be evaluating your alfalfa stand for 2020 and alternative choices. Certainly, Bill, we are well aware that 2019 was really a tough year for alfalfa. Severe winter kill in parts of the Midwest and the Northeast parts of the United States. Here, we had late cuttings, which means that quality was quite low in some cases here. And in some cases, we actually missed an entire harvest window because of the late initial harvest and then drought conditions. And finally, a lot of our fields are really tore up with rutting. In other words, equipment was in the field and we tore up the alfalfa plants. So what should we be doing now? Well, some agronomists are saying we should rank our fields. Two ways of doing that. One is to dig up some roots, and we can do that right now because frost is out of the ground. And if the root is dead, meaning it has kind of a bad color, or it's kind of rubbery, it's not going to live, it's dead, that would be considered a one, and you can grade them all the way up to five. Hopefully you have lots of fives in your field. Another one you can do now, and the plants are coming out of dormancy in some parts of the United States, go out and take a square foot area and count. You should have 5 to 7 plants in that area that are alive and that have broken dormancy. Once these plants are growing, if you have 55 stems or more, because you'll get stems coming out of the crown of the root here, then you should have a good yield as well. If you are going to try to establish some alfalfa, we should always be keenly aware of any herbicide carryover that would have come from the corn, soybean, or wheat crops here. And that residue, therefore, could actually kill the germinating alfalfa seed and prevent it from being established. Another choice might be, well, I'm going to tear up some alfalfa and reestablish. Well, be well aware that if you have a stand of alfalfa, it has basically a toxin in the soil. So that if you replant alfalfa directly in that soil, it too is going to be severely limited. And that's why most farmers are going to go to a rotation program, usually bringing corn behind that alfalfa, because it's a great yield and there's lots of nitrogen fixed in the soil as well. Be well aware, dairy farmers, that there's some really neat technologies out there. Some new hybrids that you could put in your bank or to think about when you're reestablishing alfalfa. We now have the reduced lignin alfalfas. There are two sources there, the GMO and, of course, the natural genetic, which means our organic dairy farmers can actually go lower lignin alfalfas as well. Some of these new hybrids have disease resistance, which is always a plus, improves yield on that. And, of course, there are some that reduces the risk in the soil and reduce something what the agronomists call nibbling, which reduces the amount of root there and also decreases nitrogen fixation. So certainly there are choices there. Another one would be some alfalfa hybrids can respond well to wet conditions. And of course, depending on where your growing season is going to be this year, the next 2 or 3 years could be a plus. The final thing to think about, and that is, how often do you want to cut your alfalfa? Recently, the University of Wisconsin released some really neat data and says that you may want to have fewer cuts per year. And that's because every time you go over the field, you do root damage or crown damage, we should say, to the plant. And of course, sometimes we call that wheel tracks, which means if you look back, you harvested the first crop and you look back second and third crop and you'll see where the wheel tracks were because that alfalfa has been damaged at some point. Another one would be if you took the root need to build up reserves. So sometime during the growing season, you have to let that plant go to more mature stages to build up root reserves, especially critical in the winter time period. And that's why we do a harvest. And then finally, Wisconsin did some neat things looking at yield. The first year, when you go 4 cuts, you'll get more forage. The second year is down 16%. The third year is down 25%. Bill, a take-home message is, let's manage our alfalfa. Let's evaluate and determine what we're going to do in 2020. Thanks. Have a great day.
Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Matt Gould, editor and analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter, will talk with Lee Milkey about the negative media reporting of dairy farmers dumping milk in the U.S., and why that's happening, and what the silver lining might be in the current dairy market. That's coming up on our Milky Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.